foresight. We are each a miracle of cosmos, and each day is a gift. Life is not short. Life is so long that you are going to forget a bunch of stuff and not even care. But it is possible to run in circles, pretend to learn, work hard at a job you hate, and never really grow up. It is easy to avoid this. We just need to listen to some deeply fascinating and inspiring audiobooks on a long, beautiful, and healthy adventure. But also, we can't really return from the adventure. We have to continue climbing at the same or better angle that the adventure pushed us into. That is what growing up is. We never go back to little things. We always go forward to the greater things. For example, the moment I help you understand that school is robbing you of creativity, that cramming and memorizing is just acting and not learning, you have to aim higher and begin learning for real. You can go back to school, but you can only treat it as a game. Know that you are not getting a real education, and the curricula are going to be all over the place, and you'll just spin in circles merely exercising your temporary memory. You are unlikely to be inheriting knowledge and components of wisdom from great beings onward to becoming wise and eventually speaking out as a great being. School is not going to teach you that. You will still need a real education. And although life is very, very long, it is still worrisome that someone should sink several years towards an unknown, a goal set in childhood. Charles Bukowski, who does not mince words, asks this terrible question about the morning routine. And I quote, "How in the hell could a man enjoy being awakened at 8:30 a.m. by an alarm clock, leap out of bed, dress, force feed, shit, piss, brush teeth and hair, and fight traffic to get to a place where essentially you made lots of money for somebody else and were asked to be grateful for the opportunity to do so?" Furthermore, Henry Thoreau or Socrates remind us that we need to know what life is. And the following quote is from Henry Thoreau's Walden. "I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not what I came to die, discover that I had not lived. I did not wish to live what was not life. Living is so dear. Nor did I wish to practice resignation, unless it was quite necessary. I wanted to live deep and suck out all the marrow of life, to live so sturdily and Spartan-like as to put to rout all that was not life, to cut a broad swath and shave close, to drive life into a corner and reduce it to its lowest terms." These are great beings. They are immortal, full of wisdom and knowledge. It is really important to, if not befriend them, then to at least answer their questions. Like I said, life is so long that you are going to forget a bunch of years and not even feel bad about it. But lowering ourselves into a decades-long routine that we may kind of regret later on, that is no good. While life is long, we do not get a do-over. So we have to make sure that we are headed towards a good and healthy future, an authentic future. All I am saying is that you must carefully examine life, because there are too many people out there that will try to take advantage of your inexperience. By examining life, by listening to great beings with large libraries of experiences, mistakes, failures, and triumphs, you will learn from their life and get a really good idea of where you are really going and where you want to be. And more than that, you can take multiple paths in life. For example, become a writer and a poet first, and then go back to med school after you crossed the Appalachian Trail a couple of times, and after you fought some angry bears and mountain lions with little more than courage and some sharp nail clippers.